What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey everybody, it's time to talk about my favorite sports book and of course America's top rated sports book. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It's easy to navigate, there's plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. My friends and family have been loving DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. Listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 inside credits. That's right. Any basketball team that is still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you're going to win $100 inside credits. Don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook also offers great odds and promotions on baseball, hockey, and so much more. All week long, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on any basketball team of your choice to win in the next game, and if they do, you'll claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code THPN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Wager paid out inside credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Red Wings rant, where tirades and impassioned pleas for your Detroit Red Wings finally have a home. Today we're going to be talking about just a little test Matt did on Twitter today, just to kind of take a peek at draft prospects. Put out their top 32 list. It's officially up on EliteProspects.com if you guys want to take it. Elite Prospects tweets out the picture of what their top 32 looks like. I went ahead, tweeted out, who do you guys want to take then if this lines up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where are you guys headed? And there was not a lot of swaying one way or the other. Everybody is looking at one man, so we'll get into the conversation about who that is. But before I do, if this is your first episode of Red Wings Rant, or if you haven't been along for a while, Matt has a disgusting sty in his left eye. So, sure. I look like a douche with my sunglasses on, but, you know, who doesn't like wearing their sunglasses at night? If you're a fan of Corey Hart, you have at least tried it once. But any hoozles, I just want to make sure everybody knows what's going on. I don't want to distract you with the gross monstrosity that's on my left side right now. So yeah, you're going to look at me wearing a Red Wings hat and sunglasses. So I look like I'm ready for a nice NASCAR event. Of course, the longer mustache is kind of adding to it now that I look at the camera. However, let's jump into exactly where I was coming from. I'm actually going to pull up what I was doing on Twitter itself here. Yeah, if you guys take a look with me, here's that list. Maybe I can blow this up a little bit here so you guys can take a peek. Number one, Owen Power. Again, this coming from Draft Prospects Hockey, top 32. This is their final ranking. Owen Power out of the University of Michigan. Brent Clark, Luke Hughes, Matthew Beniers. I mean, everybody seems to be coming out of U of M. Dylan Gunther, Edmonton Oil Kings. And then that leads us to number six. And that would have been Kent Johnson, another U of M prospect. Player, however you want to keep throwing those out there. Of course, the center. Nice season for Michigan, as we've talked about before in previous episodes. And I asked on Twitter, if we back up here, who do you guys want at number six if this all falls in line? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, Power, Clark, Hughes, Beniers, and Gunther. And everybody went in one direction. Literally, we all said Eklund. Shout out to CNova26, who said Eklund. He also said he'd be fine with Wallstedt, so, you know, take his opinion with a grain of salt. Eiserman season, if you guys are on Twitter and following the Red Wings, you've definitely seen Beerle jump. He's going Eklund, then maybe McTavish, and Darren House also saying Eklund, please. And we've got another one here on the quote tweets from Jeff Tiny Bear. He's got Eklund, better than Johnson, better than McTavish. So again, that kind of just is a clean sweep because I also said I'm going with Eklund. Now, good offensive smarts, good skater, and with about 17 holes to fill on the Detroit Red Wings, you really can't go wrong here. And basically what I'm saying is if this did line up in a different route, if we did end up going Kent Johnson, getting the center from U of M, Fabian Lysell's definitely worth the look. Mason McTavish, I mean, you're looking at these guys who have played center because I think ultimately we're not too thrilled with what's going on at the center position. So I like that idea. You do have a little bit of, a little extra variable to throw in with William Eklund because he did play most of the season on left wing, but he has played center before. But we're still talking another center to take a peek at. And of course, as we go through this list here, that's Kent Johnson, number six, William Eklund, number seven, Fabian Lysell, number eight, Mason McTavish, number nine, and Jesper Wallstedt. That's right. Number 10, as we talked about in the last episode, as we tried to make the case for, the man himself. I don't know if I could say it enough, how uncomfortable drafting a goalie that high makes me. I get it. There are folks out there who look at the goaltender hole that we have and say that needs to be filled. But like I said, there's so many other holes that need to be filled. And we're Red Wings fans. We are fully aware that you do not need the franchise goaltender back there that's going to be going to the Hall of Fame to win a Stanley Cup. Now, of course, you could bring in Dominic Hasek later, but again, you're bringing him in later. So you don't have to draft them. You just have to wait for the Sabres to give up on them. Trade them away, what have you. All right. So I thought, why don't we take, a little bit of a deeper look here since everybody across the board was thinking William Eklund. I don't think that's the worst idea in the world. And I know we've taken a small look at Eklund before. So we could take a little bit of a deeper dive here. All right, let's go through the basics on William Eklund. Born October 12, 2002. He's 18 at this point. So, of course, when we jump into the next season, he will be 19. He's played center and left wing. He's coming from Sweden. So, of course, the joke of last season was when Eklund started to jump up the prospect rankings. Eklund's on his way to Detroit because that's where we like to pick up our new prospects. He is 5'10", 172 pounds. Of course, some room to beef up a little bit there, and he shoots left-handed, and we have him ranked right now by the consolidated rankings, which again I like to throw out there as probably your best bet from elite prospects to get your best I don't know how you want to put this, just your best way to evaluate where these guys rank on a whole bunch of different mediums for where these rankings are coming from. And you can see the list here: Elite Prospects, FC Hockey, Neutral Zone, McKean's Hockey, NHL Central Scouting. He's number one by all European skaters on that list. So you take all those lists put together, you've got your consolidated rankings. That puts him at number five. So when we started asking the question, who are you going to take at number six? And based on what we saw from draft prospects, hockey's ranked seventh on that list. From that list, you're going back a step, but clearly with the consolidated rankings, having him at number five, Elite Prospects, who of course I respect quite a bit at number two, you see where that's a victory, or would be a tremendous victory if he fell back to number six. So this is something where I think we play that game of, I tweet out, who would you take? And we all immediately are jumping on William Eklund. Well, here's why. Because he does rank so high on so many different lists. So where do we go on why is he ranked so high? Quick shout out to Puck Prodigy for, well, I'm just going to go ahead and say we're going to steal some of these highlights here. appreciate it. And, you know, you go down the list here of, you know, they're clearly taking the highlights from somebody else. So I think we'll be okay. Now, where do we start with William Eklund? Well, let's start with Magnus Hävlid, who was his head coach in 2019, a very smart player who works very hard and opens up the play for his teammates. Now, how does he open up that play? I would want to get into where he's endorsed on EliteProspects.com. William Eklund has quite a few different things that he's ranked very high on. Of course, they do have their skill rankings for so many different aspects of being a hockey player that are out there. His top two are teamwork and shooting accuracy. So, of course, you want to find a guy who's got that ability to shoot the puck. And actually, I should say he's got four things tied for first. It's shooting accuracy, puck handling, agility, and teamwork. All have a 15 out of 20. Now, if you go to what his coaches are saying, what other players are saying, you go to that endorsement section of Elite Prospects Hockey. I'm sorry, Elite Hockey Prospects. You've got the offensive read and team player. And that goes back to what his head coach just said. And I think this is the most important thing because you've got a guy who can already make that assessment while he's coming down the ice with what we've seen in the highlights here, quite a bit of speed. And if you can make that right decision, that's where you are separating yourself from being just the guy who's fast enough to make it in the NHL to a guy who can make a clear difference. Now, you look at somebody's rankings like Corey Pronman, and he's got Eklund in his tier two, which is pretty much listing someone as like an occasional NHL all-star. That's nothing to sneeze at, because we've seen when Tyler Bertuzzi makes it into the all-star game, he had one hell of a season. So you don't want to take that away from anybody, but I think it's fair to be fine with looking at a first-round pick this year and saying, all right, we're not going to land the most elite of elite players. So what do you want to look for first? Well, first, you want to look at where how we want to fill the middle of the ice with some centers who have a good mind for the game. And I think we've been pretty happy with Dylan Larkin. We've been pretty happy with Joe Valeno. But let's just try and let's throw another lottery ticket at it, right? While Eklund has played some left wing, you get another center in the prospect list. And you get a guy that when his head coaches talk about him, they're not just talking about deking. They're not talking about speed. You're making the right choices. Because I think a lot of things come back to what Steve Yzerman said earlier in the year, where he said, you've got your high skill attributes that all hockey players have. And a lot of that comes down to instinct. But what you can't teach are those or what either takes time to teach, or if they come in and already know this, it's the hockey smarts that really sets you above everybody else. That's what makes you a formidable top six forward. And like I said, we're going through what Corey Pronman hasn't ranked as, and it's an occasional NHL All-Star. That's how you get there, right? You're going to have a pretty good season every now and then. And I think that's ultimately like a win if you're getting that in the first round. And there's so many players that are going to be drafted in the first round that, there's going to be players that won't sniff the NHL. But if you can find a guy that has the speed, has the shooting ability that Eklund has already shown, and we can have it, there it is, boom, right there on the highlight reel. let's pick up a guy that knows if the shot's not there, he's going to be able to make the play to somebody else. So you want to know why everybody went ahead and tweeted out, you know, Eklund's ranked number six on that prospect ranking list, and where he's ranked number seven. We've got the sixth pick. Who do you take? This is why Eklund was the choice by everyone that put in a claim on that little Twitter post. And it's because of the hockey smarts. It's because you're getting a kid who's probably a few years matured ahead of everyone else. And when you're trying to build out this team and you want to find this timeline that isn't going to stretch out too far, especially with the likes of Moritz Seider, winning awards in the SHL as one of the best defensemen that the SHL has really ever seen, you know that he's going to be NHL ready sooner rather than later. So now you've got to find other guys that are crossing off the high ranking attributes that are going to get them into the NHL a little bit quicker. And they can start to acclimate what they already know from a hockey smarts perspective. They can acclimate where their speed is, what their shooting ability is with the NHL game a little bit faster, because we know they're going to be making the right decisions once they're out there. So why do you go with William Eklund? That is why you try to line up a little bit better with what that timeline is for your the rest of your NHL prospects. You're going to be happy with a William Eklund draft pick. And while it doesn't look super likely it's going to happen, if it does, we're going to be thrilled. I think the main point here coming out of this draft is that there are going to be quite a few guys where the margin's razor thin. So whoever we're walking away with, I just want everybody to make sure they're not going to be too upset with whatever happens here, because we're going to walk away with somebody in that range of an occasional all-star. And I kind of like that idea. Maybe we haven't landed the definite top line elite forward that's going to send us to the Stanley Cup playoffs every year. But hey, everybody says it takes time. And this certainly wasn't going to be the year we were going to line up that super duper all-star. So let's cross our fingers on an Eklund and see what happens. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Please hit the subscribe button if you're having fun listening to me with my Red Wings rant plea today to the Detroit Red Wings. If William Eklund is available, please take him. Everyone, if you want to, we made some arguments for Jesper Wallstedt, even though I will tell you right now, I would never draft a goalie in the top 10. And we've taken a look at all those prospects that are ranking, I would say, in the consolidated rankings in the top 10 a few episodes ago. So go ahead and take a look at that. There's even the possibility maybe we land Owen Power based on some of these other rankings. So if that fell into place, we get to say Owen Power is a Detroit Red Wing. So all of that has been mixed in. But if you guys want to see me take a look, as we did today at William Eklund, go a little bit deeper, just put it in the comments, and whichever one, I guess, gets the most votes, if I may, we'll take a look at that. So thanks for tuning in, at BOD Hockey on Twitter, @brothers_of_discussion on Instagram. All right, thanks for tuning in. Have a good one.